Bezras Hashem Yisparach, today's daf is Lamed Zayin in Maseches Beitza. It's the 651st daf in Shas. We are going to pick up Lamed Vav Amid Beis on the Mishnah, which will be the subject of Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, and that is the Isurei Shvus, Isurei Derabanan, that one cannot do on Yom Tov, as well as many of those cases on Shabbos, lest you come to do other Malachos, and that will be a long, long list of Shvusim of Isurei Derabanan. The Gemara will analyze that entire list on Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, and then we will discuss a new Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, and that is the halachos of the tchum for the animals and utensils that they generally follow the raglei habaylim. Usually the tchum of the person's own objects follow his own tchum, and that will be the subject of Lamed Zayin on the base. Let's base Hashem begin. Kol Shechayov Alav Mishum Shvus, says the Mishnah, 20 lines from the bottom of Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Anything that one is prohibited midrabanan because it is a shvus. And shvus means, as the Ramban elaborates in his Perush al Torah, means that the Rabbanan came along and said that not only should you rest for this, the 39 malachos, there are also other things that you fulfill the din d'oraisa through the words of the Rabbanan from resting by resting from them as well. Or if it's another category, something that's also midrabanan, despite the fact that it's a rishus, mishum rishus, it's something normally a person can do, but the Rabbanan prohibited it, mishum mitzvah. Or it was a mitzvah that you wanted to do, but nevertheless, the Chacham said that you can't do it on Shabbos. Chayavin alav biyomtif. Nevertheless, the halach is, or similarly, the halach is that you're going to be chayiv if you do it on Yom Tov. We'll explain it later on in our Mishnah what these three categories are. Ve'elei mishum shvus. What are the Isurei Derabanan shvus? La'olim be'ilan. You're not allowed to climb up a tree, or for that matter, even lean on a tree, lest you come to break off a branch on Shabbos. V'lo yireich min al gabi be'ema. In those days, it was very common for those who rode on animals that they would break off a branch as well. V'lo yishatin al pnei amayim. And you're not allowed to float in the water, lest you come to make a raft on Shabbos itself. V'lo metapchin. And one is not allowed to clap one's hands together. This is the famous din derabanan, the prohibition midrabanan of clapping on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's important to note, as we mentioned before, that this sugya was brought down earlier on Lamed Amid Aleph, and their Tosas does bring down the heter of the Bali Tosas that today there is not a chash Hashem Yisak and klishir, and that is one of the real divides between, for lack of a better term, the Hasidisha world and the Litvisha world, which of course goes back to their great poskim, whether we follow the Tosas or not. V'lo Masapkin, you're not allowed to bang on your thigh, velom raktum not dance, ve'eluhem mishum rishus. And here are examples of things that are normally a rishus that we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Lo dunin, we're not allowed to sit in a din Torah, velom mikachin, and you're not allowed to do kedushin. Rashi points out that even though one would have argued that one should permit these things, because at the end of the day, they're karov l'mitzvah, they're close to a mitzvah, nevertheless, we don't, because of the chshash that the Gemara will develop on the top of Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, that we're afraid you're going to come to write. That also includes v'lo chotzen v'lo miyabmin. You can't do a chalitza on Shabbos as well as yibum. All of those things tended to be recording, all of the above things, and these are prohibited to do on Shabbos midrabanan. Ve'elu hei mishum mitzvah. Rashi explains that the previous list were a smaller level of mitzvah than these. These are mitzvah gemuras that also can't be done on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. Loi makdishin, v'loi marichin, v'loi machrimin, v'loi magbihin, truma umayser. One is not allowed to consecrate an animal or transfer one's value as a donation to Hekdesh, which is erichin. V'lo machrimin, hachrama is also a different type of Hekdesh. That is a form of Hekdesh. Rashi says in the last Rashi on the Mishnah that you sanctify the value of the animal for Bedek Habayis, in contrast to Hegdish, where you consecrate the animal for a korban. V'lo magbin truma u'maiser, and you can't take off truma u'maiser. We said that because that midrabanan, it resembles as if you're taking something that is not usable and making it usable. It's a dindrabanan of tikkun kli. Kol Eilu B'Yomtiv Emru. Amru, these were things that were said on Yom Tov. Kal v'chomer b'Shabbos, certainly these halachos apply on Shabbos as well. Ein b'Yom Tov l'Shabbos el oichol nefesh bilvad. This is a famous expression that is found in the Mishnah and Megillah. It's also found in Beitza. The only difference between Isur Yom Tov and Shabbos is that on Yom Tov you're allowed to prepare oichol nefesh, which we spent a lot of detail in the previous parts of our Masechta discussing. Zakdei the Gemara, 8 lines from the bottom, alam of Avon Beis. You can't go up a tree. We're afraid he's going to cut off the branch. That we're afraid that the fellow is going to go out of the tchum. The Gemara is not comfortable with this reason. Says the Gemara, if you're going to assume that the fear is going to go outside the tchum, so we see from here that the Isser tchum is min hatorah when it comes to Yom Tov. There is a big machlokes rishonim how to read this line of the Mishnah. The Baal Amor, in the end of the first parak in Erevin, brings a raya from here that all tchumen are derabbanan, while the Rif disagrees and learns our Gemara as talking about Yud Beis Mil. There are two parts to the Isra of Tchum. One is Alpayim Amma, 2,000 Amas outside of the city, and then there is the distance of 12 mil out of the city. 12 mil, of course, is a lot further. And the Isser of Yud Beis Mil is the Rais argues the Rif, and Alpayim Amma is the Rabbanan. Either way, the Gemara seems to be saying that Tchumin is the Rabbanan. And therefore, the Gemara says, it can't be that we make another Gzeira on a Din the Rabbanan. El Gzeira Shem Yachtov Zmora. We're afraid that he's going to come to cut down a branch from, often the Zmora is from an olive tree, he's going to cut down a branch to whip the animal. V'lo Shatan Al Pnei Amayim, you also can't make a raft. Gzeira Shem Yaseh Chavis, you can't float on a raft. Gzeira Shem Yaseh Chavis Shel Shayotin, we're afraid he's going to take a barrel to make it into a raft. In regards to dancing and clapping, V'lo Metapkin, V'lo Mesapkin, V'lo Merakin, Gzeira Shem Yisakin Klishir, we're afraid that in those days it was quite common. Tosas argues that it was more common in those days than it is today, on Lamed Amin Aleph, that the instruments were quite crude, and often, in the process of just singing, one would adjust, fix a broken part of the instrument. Hence, metapchim, mesapkim, merapkin are all lost. 3 lines from the bottom of the mezeilim mishum mishus. We learn there are prohibitions of rishus loydan. You can't sit in court. A dayan can't judge a case. For a mitzvah ka'avid asks the Gemara, but isn't it a mitzvah? Why do we call it rishus? Loitzricha diika de adif mine. There's a judge who's even better than him in the city, and therefore there's no mitzvah on this judge to sit in the case. The Gemara continues, the bottom line, Lam Vam Vezvaloi Mikadshin, and one does not get married on Shabbos, answers the Gemara, asks the Gemara, Vam Mitzvah Kavid, but Kedushin is also a mitzvah. Now here, Rashi's formulation is quite interesting. Rashi says the mitzvah is that he's getting married, Lifros Vilirbos. There is a discussion amongst the Rishonim whether marriage itself is a mitzvah. From Rashi here is Mashma, that marriage itself is not a mitzvah. It's a hechsher for pruervu, the first mitzvah in the Torah. Answers the Gemara, Lo yitzricha d'islei isho banim. He already has a wife and children. It's for another woman. So then in such a case, there is no mitzvah pruervu if he has already children. Here's the Mishnah on the top line. Lamed zayin amad alf, the quote from the Mishnah, Lechotzen v'lo miyamin. Chalitza can't be done, nor yibum. Asks the Gemara, but isn't that a mitzvah? A mitzvah of it? Why do they call it a rishus? Lo yitzricha d'ika gadol. There was an older brother. Umitzvah begadol yabim. The real mitzvah is that the oldest brother should do yibum, and therefore it's not a level of full level of mitzvah, hence called a rishus. V'kula taima mai, and what's the reason all of the above things are prohibited, starting from the part in the list of donin, mikachin, chaltzim, v'miyabmin, gzeira shema yichta. We're afraid that he's going to come to write. Ve'lo heimishum mitzvah lo mekdishim lo marichim lo machrimin. The mitzvahs of Hegdish and so on are also why, says the Gemara, Gzer Mishum Mekachu Memkar, because once people see that you're allowed to transfer the status of an animal from the Rishus, the ownership of a Hedya to a Hegdish, it resembles Mekachu Memkar. Rashi here takes the opportunity to tell us why Mekachu Memkar, why business is prohibited. It's based on the Pasuk Yeshayahu, Mimtzoch Vatzecha Vidaber Mirma. That's one explanation, Rashi, or else one could say that one might come to write a shtar mechira. We also learned that our Mishnah says, Gemara 7 lines on top, Lamazayim and Amal Alfa Loi Magbin, Trumas and Maisrus, that you're not allowed to take off Trumas and Maisrus. Pshita asks Gemara, that also should be us, or Taner of Yosef, Loi Nitzricha, Elitna, Likoyen, Boi Bayoin. Maybe you would have thought that it doesn't appear like Tikkun Kli. We've mentioned in the past that the Isser of Magbin, Trumas and Maisrus is that it appears if you're fixing something that's not edible. You're taking that, well, it's not edible, making it edible. Says Rav Yosef, if you bring the Truma to the Kohen on that day, then it looks like you're not interested in your Tevel. What are you interested in? You're interested in giving the Kohen something. After all, V'kidashto, we learned that last week's Parsha and Parsha's Emor, the mitzvos of giving to the Kohen, v'chule v'chule, so if he's taking care of the Kohen, that's exactly as Rashi described, and the Haftorah of this past week's Parsha in Yecheskel, that we have a responsibility to support the Kohanim because their Nachla is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe he's thinking in those terms. He's not thinking about his prohibited food. Nevertheless, it's still going to be Yasser. V'hani mili b'piri d'tfili me'etma, but piri d'tfili a'idna, what happens is there are often different types of Tevel. There's Tevel that already was in existence before Shabbos, and then or Yom Tov, and then there's Tevel that came into existence today. Kigoin, Isa, when it comes to flour, Lafrushe mina chala, mifarshinan, viavinan le kohen, and then in such a case, you could give it to the kohen. Presumably, the svara of the Gemara is the following, that when it comes to something that you couldn't have done on an Erev Yom Tov, you were just needing it today, so then in such a case, then of course your intention is not simply to be Mesaken. You're going through the process of baking, it's going to be Mutter. Otherwise, if already you had the opportunity yesterday, so now you're not just simply baking. Now the focal part of what you're doing is to be Mesaken. Mefarshim point out, if we look on Tes Amid Aleph, there are other opinions within the Gemara that seem to say Afrashas Chala would be mutter even for those things that, even those doughs that had already been prepared yesterday, unlike our Gemara, which seems to say it's prohibited. The Gemara now asks a question about the formulation of our Mishnah. This expression that's used in our Mishnah, having the three different categories of Shvus, Rishum, Rishus, and Mitzvah, the Gemara points out, it's a little bit hard to understand. V'hani mishum rishus ika, mishum shvus leka, this middle category that we're calling rishus. The middle category was the case of chalitza and yibum and marriage and din and so on. So that's called a rishus, but it's not called a shvus? Of course it's a shvus, because that's an iser derabbanan. V'hani mishum mitzvah, what about the last category? It's a mitzvah. Mishum mitzvah ika, we discussed like trumas and maestris. Mishum shvus leka, that's not called a shvus? What's going on? Amar b'yitzchak lami b'yi kamer. Yitzchak says, you need to understand the mission in the following context. Lami b'yi shvus grey dasa da asur. Not only something that's simply something a person might want to do, and Chazal came along and said you have to rest from this, that's asr. Alafilu shvus derishus nami asr. Even those things that are partial mitzvah are also asr. Lomi boy shvus derishus asr. Alafilu shvus de mitzvah nami asr. Even if it's a full mitzvah, like trumas and maaser, it's also going to be asr, as elaborated on above. The Gemara continues on the last narrow line. Alam zayin amal kol elu biyom tif amru. We learned these halachas in regards to Yom Tov, and certainly in regards to Shabbos. Urim Minhu asks Gemara, what about the mission that we learned on 2 days ago's Taaf? Mashilin, the beginning of Perek Beit Chamishi and Beitza. Mashilin, like we see on top of our Ramad. Mashilin derech haruva b'Yom Tov, avalo b'Shabbos. That you're allowed to lower down fruits through the skylight on Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to in regards to Shabbos. Wait a second. I thought we just learned in our Mishnah that the halacha is that if it's Asar on Yom Tov, it's certainly Asar on Shabbos, and for that matter, there's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos except for Ochel Nefesh. Amar Rav Yosef Loi Kasha, Ha Rabbi Eliezer, Ha Rabbi Yoshua. This is dependent on a machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. The Gemara will elaborate. The Sanya, as we see in a Braisa, Oisev Espinoi Shonaflu Labor. This appears in the Tosefta in Perek Gimel and in Masechah Shabbos in a couple of places, that if you have an animal and its offspring that fell into a pit, so we have a fascinating quandary. The halacha is that on Yom Tov, of course, you'd be allowed to take it out and shecht it. However, the problem here is that you can't shecht both of them on the same day because Osov Espino Losish Chatu B'Yom Echad Terek Teisha tells you can't slaughter the parent and the child on the same day. So what are you supposed to do? So Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a Malas HaRishon Nasa Shechtoi.
You take the first out with the condition, with the intention to slaughter it. V'sheich it. V'sheich it, and you slaughter it. V'asheni oisin lai parnasa v'mach koma k'dei shel yamos. You're stuck with the second one, and you do everything you can to feed it in the pit so it won't die. However, Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, Malah Sarisham Nasla Shaykhta, you could take out the first with the condition to, with the intention to slaughter, Ve'ena Shaykhta, and then slaughter it, V'chayzer, Umarim, Umala Hasheni, and then say, oh, now I've decided to take the second one out for Shchita. Ratzazeh Shaykhit, Ratzazeh Shaykhit, and you could Shecht either one. Now this is a heter, particularly in regards to Yom Tov. Points out Rashi in the first wide line, that we see that when it comes to Yom Tov, because of Hefsid, we're Matir. When the expression was made in both our Mishnah on Lamed Vav Beis as well as in Maseches Megillah on Dav Zayin, Ein Bein Yom Tov L'Shabbos El Ochel Nefesh Bilvad, that did not take into account the heter of Hefsid Mamon that were makel when it comes to Yom Tov because of Hefsid Mamon, like Rabbi Yoshua, that we allow such a harama. Says the Gemara, Amale Abaye, Mimai, is that really a strong proof? Dilma Adkan Lokam Rabbi Lezer Hossam El Dev Shribi Parnasa. Maybe even we could explain the distinction between the leniency of Yom Tov when it comes to Hefsid versus Shabbos, that when it comes to Yom Tov, we'll be more lenient when it comes to Hefsid. Aye, so then why is it that Rabbi Eliezer didn't allow you to take out the animal? So the Gemara says, according to Abaye, you could simply support the animal, and there's no reason to be makel because of hefset. But over here, when it comes to the fruits on top of the roof, then you're going to be stuck, and it's not necessarily that Rabbi Eliezer's l'shita, so he'll allow for peros, and he won't allow for the animal. Inami, and also in regards to Rabbi Yoshua, the two issues are not dependent on each other. Atkan lokam Rabbi Yoshua Hasam. When did Rabbi Yoshua say that the halacha is that we allow him to support the animal, but we also allow him to take the animal out? Why is it that we allow him to take the animal out? Hasam el de'efshe l'rume. You could argue a harama, and that is tell the fellow, as we read in that brisa, tell him, take out one with the intention of shechting. Then change your mind and decide to shecht the other one. But over here, there's no way that he could show that he's doing a harama. It's clear that he's doing tiltal. It's just, I would be matir tiltal when it comes to peros. So over here, just because Rabbi Yeshua is makel by behemos, doesn't necessarily mean that he'll be makel by the peros biyomtiv. So it sounds like it's not all dependent on Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, but rather we need to take a new approach, and that new approach needs to reconcile the original problem that we had started with, that the Mishnah says, Ein Ben Yom Tov L'Shabbos, and yet we learned in the previous Mishnah on Mashilin, the beginning of the Perek, that we're more makel when it comes to slowing down the fruits on Yom Tov than we are in Shabbos. Elam Rav Papa, Rav Papa answers, 9 lines of Adam Elam Zayin Amad Alf, Loi Kasha Habei Shammai Habeis Hillel. This is dependent on the machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The famous machlokas that we've had between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether we say on the Mishnah, on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, one of the most important Mishnahs in our Masechta, whether we say, Mitoch Shutra Letzarech, Utra Nami Shelo Letzarech, which means, is one allowed to carry, even if it's not the purpose of Ochel Nefesh, once the Torah allowed us to carry for Ochel Nefesh? Let's review that Mishnah, as the Gemara quotes it. Beis Shammai Yomrim Ein Motzin Loisa Kodem Loisa Luv Loisa Sefer Torah. One's not allowed to take out a child, a lulav, or a Sefer Torah. L'rishus HaRabim. You're allowed to take out food, but you're not allowed to take out those things, even if it's Letzarech Yom Tov. Beis Hillel Matirim Beis Hillel permits. So, we see that Beis Hillel is more lenient when it comes to Yom Tov, and we allow Hotzah Shelo Letzarech. So maybe he'll allow Mashilin Peres Derech Aruva when it comes to Tiltal Shelo Letzarech in order to save from a Hefsid. So that would be dependent Guf on the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So Mashilin Peres Derech Aruva B'Yomtiv is following the opinion of Beis Hillel. Our Mishnah that says there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is following Beis Shammai. Says the Gemara, Dilma Lohi, Atkan Lo Kamri Beis Shammai Hasam Ela Hotzah. How do you connect the two issues? Beis Shammai is concerned about Hotzah Shelo Letzarech. Aval Tiltal Lo. But who says? He says, Tiltal Shelo Letzarech, we're also Machmer. Maybe he's only Machmer in the Din Dorais of Hotzah, but on Tiltal, he's going to be Mekel. Answers the Gemara, Atu Tiltal Lav Tzarech Hotzahu. Isn't the reason that you're not allowed to be Metaltal Kalim because you might come to carry outside? So, if Beis Shammai is going to be Machmer in regards to Hotzah, it's only logical that it'll be Machmer in regards to tiltal. Therefore, it could very well be that we could explain the halacha mashil l'peres terech haruva b'yomtiv according to the opinion of Beis Hillel in contrast to the shita of Beis Shammai. Let's Beis Hashem go on to the next mishnah. Habehema v'akelim kiragle habaylim. When it comes to the tchum of an animal and utensils, that follows the status of the owner. And for that matter, Rashi explains that, of course, you have 2,000 amos outside your city. If you put an Erev on the north of your city, so then you could go another 2,000 amos further north, but then you can't go in any other direction. And your utensils follow that halacha. If he gives his animal to his son or to his shepherd, it still follows the tchum of the father and the owner. If there's a utensil that has been designated to one of the brothers, it's his in the house, so then in such a case, it follows his tchum. But if it's not miyuchad to one of the brothers, so then it only shares the tchum of all of the brothers, where all the brothers overlap. But if it one of the brothers cannot go there, then the object cannot go there as well. Hashol kli mechavero, someone who borrows a utensil from his friend, may erev yomtiv kiragle hashol. If it's on erev yomtiv, so then the one who borrowed it, then the tchum follows him. Be yomtiv, but already when bein hashmashas, who was still in the hands of the lender, then kiragle hamashil, then the object, even when it reaches the hand of the borrower, still retains the tchum of the lender. And a woman who borrowed from her neighbor spices, water, salt, for dough, for challah, so then in such a case, it's a shared tchum, and only where their tchum overlaps can that food be taken. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. If it was only water that was lent, then water is not considered significant, and the tchum will follow only the tchum of the woman who baked it. Bezer Hashem, I will come back to continue Daf Lamed Zayin on the base, but I'm going to conclude right now as I go to meet some of the Talmidim and play, or more accurately, watch them play basketball. This concludes Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph in Maseches Beitza. We now continue with the last word on Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. I finished being with the boys on the basketball court, and now I'm driving home. Don't worry, I'm not driving and learning at the same time. No drinking and driving. Again, we have the schus that my wife is gracious enough to drive, and Be'ezer Hashem, with the children in the back seat, who just stopped and told me that I tell you guys everything that I'm doing. The Gemara continues. Masnisin deloy kerebi daisa. The Mishnah seems not to be in accordance with Rebi Daisa. The Gemara will bring out how that's so. The Sanya would continue on the top line. Lam Zayin Amabez Rabbi Daisa Oimer. Va'amri lo Abishol Oimer. Some say it was Abishol who said this. Halakeach Tehima Mechaveiro Ibe Erev Yomtiv. If you purchase an animal from your friend in Erev Yomtiv, Afal Pishaloi Masraloi Elebe Yomtiv Harehi Kiragle Halakeach. Even though the transmission, in other words, not the transmission of the car, but the giving over of the animal only took place on Yomtiv, since the Kinyan took place in Erev Yom Tov, so then the tchum of the animal follows the purchaser, even though it only came to his rishus on Yom Tov. The opinion of Rabbi Deisan Abishol continues, V'hamoyser behema l'roya, afal pishaloi masraloi ela b'yom tov, harehi karagle haroya. And someone who gives over his animal to a shepherd, even though he only gave it to him on Yom Tov, it's considered the animal follows the rishus of the shepherd and the tchum of the shepherd. So what do we see? That according to Rabbi Dosa, the seifa here is critical, that the behema always follows the ragle haroya, and even if it was given over only on Yom Tov itself. From our Mishnah we had seen that it follows kiragle habaylim. Answers the Gemara, six lines on top of Lamed Zayin and Beis, a few tamer Rabbi Daisa. Our Mishnah could work with Rabbi Daisa. For loy kasha, and there's no question, kan b'roya echod, kan b'shnei royim. It depends on how many shepherds we're dealing with. If we're talking, Rashi explains on the top line, of a city that only has one shepherd, so then in such a case, everybody has intention to give it to the shepherd, and for that reason,
Rabbi Dosa taught that the halacha is that even before Yom Tov, even before it's given over to the shepherd, everybody knows where it's going to be on Yom Tov, and therefore the animal follows the tchum of the shepherd. However, Kan b'shnei royim, our Mishnah is talking about where there are more than one shepherds working in the city, and therefore it's not clear who he's going to give it to, which shepherd he's going to give it to, and it follows then the raglei habayim. Deket nami diktani libnoi oileroya. Our Mishnah says he'll either give it to his son or the shepherd. So that seems to indicate that he has more than one option. Shemamina. Continues the Gemara after we put a period, 8 lines in. The first word of the line is Rabba. Omar Rabba Rabba Chana, Rabbi Yechon Halacha, Rabbi Daisa. The Halacha is like Rabbi Daisa in a case in which there's only one shepherd. Asks the Gemara, Omi Omar Rabbi Yechon Hachi, did Rabbi Yechon teach us this way? Omar Rabbi Yechon Halacha, Kistam Mishnah. The Halacha seems to follow Stam Mishnah, Utnan. And we learned in our Mishnah that the Halacha is that you follow the Ragle Abaylim, Utnan, Abay Mavakin, Karagle Abaylim. So that would be Akasha against Rabbi Daisa. So the Gemara just repeats the same teretz. It's a little bit hard to understand the Gemara's Havamina. V'lavu kimna, didn't we already answer, kam b'roi echa, kam b'shnei royim? That the Mishnah is talking about where there are two royim, and then Rabbi Daisa himself would never say that halacha. Rabbi Daisa was only talking about where there was one royim. Period. 12 lines into the Gemara. First one line is Bishnei Royim Alam Zayin and Bezak Deli Gemara Vaiter Tan Rabbanan Shnayim Shesholu Cholak Echot Bishutfis. Two people borrowed a garment in a shared proposition. In other words, during Yom Tov, it's going to belong to both of them. Zelelech Boy Shachris Lebeis Medrash Vezeli Konis Boy Arvis Lebeis Hamishnah. One of them is planning to use it in the morning when he goes to the Beis Medrash, and the other is planning to use it in the evening when he goes to a party, probably a chasana or some type of sudas mitzvah. Ze irev alav l'tzafim, v'ze irev alav l'darim. One is allowed to take it in his erev, which is going 2,000 amos past the 2,000 amos boundary of the city, because he made an erev in the south, and the other one is allowed to take it past his erev in the north. Now, of course, their eruvim do not overlap in such a case. So that's why, even though Reuven wanted to go further south and Shimon wanted to go further north, it doesn't work. He could only take it as far as the one who had made the Erev in the south could go. So they're bound to each other's Erevin, and they can't take it past the other ones. And if it went out of the tchum, then you've got to leave the object there, just like the halacha of someone who goes out of the tchum. The same applies to these objects. Mark continues on last narrow line. Lamed zayin beis itmar. Shnayim shalachu chavis ubehema b'shutfis. Two people that purchased a barrel and an animal and their partners on both of them. Rav amar chavis muteres ubehema asur. Rav says that one is allowed to partake of the chavis, but the animal is prohibited. Rav says that you, as one of the partners, are allowed to take what you're entitled to from the barrel and take it to any end of your Erev. Remember, we learned above that normally when it comes to Shutfus, the area of common ground of both Shutfim is only the area that you could take the object. However, when it comes to a chavis, you could take it anywhere within your Erev. Behema, the animal, is prohibited. What is the svara between the for the shita of Rav? So that Bezer Hashem we're going to develop in the Gemara. Shmuel amar chavis nami asur. So machlokes Rav and Shmuel is about the chavis. Are you allowed to take the stuff in the barrel anywhere you want? Maikas avar Rav. What is Rav shita that says you can? Why is it that the barrel is different than any other possessions of Shutfim that are bound to the area that is common to both partners? Says the Gemara, an analysis. 2 lines into the wine, Lama Zayinam Beis. Ika Savar Yesh Breira, if he holds of the concept of Breira. A Shas concept that we've seen many a time. We have it in Erevin in the Lamids and in other places as well. Breira being that we look at it retroactively. Whatever you took out of the barrel was yours. It was yours from already on Erev Shabbos. So that would be a decent svara to say the barrel is divided. And it's even though now on twilight of Shabbos it's not been divided, nevertheless, eventually it will be divided retroactively. We view it that Bein HaShemashos, the part that you took is yours, and the part that your partner took is his. So then if that would be so, analyzes the Gemara, Afilu Behema Tishri, then the animal should also be divided. The part that you slaughter and take for yourself should be considered yours. V'kasar Ein Breira, and if you hold, you don't say this concept of it works retroactively, the big sugya concept of Breira, Afilu Chavis Nami Asur, then the barrel would also be prohibited. Question mark. Answers the Gemara, and for daily Gemara, Lo'ilam Kasar, fourth wide line, Lam Zaman and Beis, Yesh Breira. Really, we hold that by dividing it retroactively, it's viewed as if already on Erev Shabbos, that was the piece that was supposed to be yours. Vishanya Behema. And Behema is different, that you can't say Breira on a Behema. Why? The Kayanki Tchumin Mehadodi. Each part of the animal that retroactively you're going to say is connected to two different Tchumin is interconnected. It's one whole organism. So you can't say that Bein HaShemashos, it was separated. It wasn't separated. The only way the leg is able to live is because it's connected to the heart. And you can't say retroactively it was disconnected, because that is defied by the reality that during Bein HaShemashos, it was directly connected. Period. Amalei Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi l'Rav, they questioned Rav these above Amoraim. Isser mukta loy chashishu. Lisser tchumin chashishu. For the isser of tchumin that you were concerned about. But what about the issue of mukta? Based on your above logic, you're going to get into the following quandary. If you have two parts of the animal that are considered each one being yonek from his friend, and therefore you cannot separate them vis-a-vis tchumin to say it was huvrar hadavar l'mafreya, that each one of them were separate because they're being yonek mechavero. According to Rashi, the Gemara now asks, but then one part is being yonek from his friend, and that is considered muktza. The part that he's being yonek from his friend that has no shaychus to him is considered muktza. Anansadi Rashi writes the kol echon minayu akse daite mechelko shel chavero. Tosis asks an interesting question. Tosis asks, at the end of the day, why is your friend's part, which is being yonik from, considered muktza? Tosis' question is, mayinikas muktza yesh kan, halfway through in Dibra Maschel li'isser. Tosis learns that the muktza is, if you're going to take into account when each one is being yonik, then you got to take into account that there's going to be food and fat that's going to be added to the animal that should be considered muktza. And that's what the Gemara's question is. Either way, according to the above logic that you're taking into account the yonika, then there should be a problem of muktza. Gemara continues 13 lines from the bottom. First word of the line, shasik, Rav. Rav was silent. My havala, what's going to be? Is that teretz a good teretz? What about the following kasha of Kana Ravasi? Ravoshia Omar Yesh Breira. Ravoshia says that we do say Breira, and the Chavis and the Behema are mutter. Rav Yechon Amar Ein Breira. Rav Yechon says we don't say Breira. Sav Rav Hoshia Yesh Breira. Does Rav Hoshia get involved with the sugya and come out that we do say Breira? For that reason, it's mutter. Vatnan. But we have a Mishnah that's against this in regards to Breira. We learn this in Erevin on Samach Chesamad Aleph. It's a sugi in Arlis and Perigzami Mishnah Gimel, and we also had it earlier in Daf Yud Amid Aleph, Hameis Bebayis. This is an important halacha if there is a dead body in a house. Veloy Psachim Harban, there are many windows. Kulon Tzmein, all of them are Tame. Why? Because the window area on the one end is not considered part of the OL. On the other end, there's another concept of Tuma that applies to areas and doorways. And that is Seif Tuma Lotzeis. If at the end the dead body has the possibility of going through that window or doorway, so then all of the windows and doorways that have that possibility automatically contract the Tuma because of that possibility. That's the rule of Seif Tuma Lotzeis. Hence, Hameis Bebayis V'loy Psachim Harbe Kulon Tmeim Niftach Echa Mehen, but if one of the windows are already opened after the death,
So then we decide that the mace was going to go out that window. And there you say, Sof Tomalatzai is from this window. Hence, if the window is open, Hu Tameh, that window is Tameh, the area, the archway of that window, the Kulan Torib, and everything else is Tar. Chishev Lohotzio Be'echad Mehen, O Bechalon Sheesh Ba'arba'a Ba'a. If the people think that they're going to take the body out in one particular way, whether it be a doorway or a window that's Sheesh Ba'arba'a Ba'a, that's 4x4, Tfachim Matzelas Al Psachim Kulan, then the halacha is, saves all the other entrances and windows. And that window is Tameh, and everything else is going to be Tar. When do you have to make that decision? That's a machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Omrim v'hu shechishev lo ad shelo yomos hameis. The decision has to be made that he's going to take it out through that window even before the mace died. U'Beis Hillel Omrim af mishi yomos hameis. And Beis Hillel says, even after the fellow has died. V'itmar Allah. And Rabbi Hoshea taught, based on this teaching of Beis Hillel, Amar Rav Hoshea, L'tayer es ha-psachim mikanu l'haba. The only way Beis Hillel would say that Mishiyamos HaMeis, that the window areas are going to be tar, except for the one that he's decided after the Meis died, that the other windows are going to be tar, and only this one is going to be Tameh, that only applies to things that were placed under the archway of those windows after he made that decision. Mikanu la'ba, l'taras ha'psach mikanu la'ba. Mikanu la'ba in l'mafrei lo. But retroactively, you would not say that. Because you cannot say retroactively that's what he wanted. You only do it mikanu la'ba, not l'mafrei. That seems to indicate that Rabbi Hoshea is going with the assumption that we don't say Breira. Yet how could it be over here that Rabbi Hoshea is saying Breira? If you're going to say that Rabbi Hoshea does not use Beis Hillel's case retroactively, that's because he holds that you don't say Breira. Huvra hadavar l'mafreya. Retroactively, it was revealed that he wanted it to go through this window. Yet, in our sugya, when it comes to Tchumen, we're able to say Breira, and therefore the Chavis is not going to have the problem of going into the tchum of the other partner. Yet here, Rabbi Hoshea does not say Breira, says the Gemara, Epoch. You have to switch it around. Rabbi Hoshea Amar, Ein Breira. Rabbi Hoshea says that you don't say Breira. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yesh Breira. When it comes to Rabbi Yochanan Shita, Rabbi Yochanan is a lenient one and says that retroactively review it as if that part of the barrel was designated for him. Now, the Gemara is going to challenge, wait, does Rabbi Yochanan really not hold of Breira? Since tomorrow's daf is a small daf, Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow will pick up 5 lines from the bottom, 6 lines from the bottom, Umi Isle, the Rabbi Yochanan Breira. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes, Daf Lamed Zayin, in Maseches Beitza.